Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Yeah, I'm an actor too. This is Dub Knight. Again, this is a disclaimer. Whoever listens to me, whether you're on Spotify or wherever you're, that everything I say is not meant to cause controversy or defamation or any. In other words, what I say on this podcast, while it's personal or true or whatever, is a creative form, and it's not meant to. It's not going to break the law. In other words, I'm not going to do anything illegal. Sometimes I say profanities, curse, and so on. And there is a curse written, some curse written podcast was not intended to offend anyone. When I usually do my podcast, I just mention myself because disclaimers, this is part of the disclaimer to prevent defamation or so on. I have to say things, if I'm talking about somebody, use it indirect. But everything is true. So I leave it there. So all my podcasts, past, present, and future, are not intended to break laws or to cause any type of legal situation that's negative. My concerns personally in general is that constitutional and civil rights are going to be violated by the U.S. Supreme Court. And, the Supreme Court, the perception and the true perception is a lot of them are too narrow-minded on the right side, far right, to be on the Supreme Court. They should never gotten there, but, you know, when you're a judge, you have to be level-headed. In order for this country to really do well, we have to have common sense. We can't have, you know, two extremes. You know, being predominantly conservative will cause problems in this country. And I'm not a conservative. I never was, never will be, never will be in this lifetime. I'm not a Republican, never was, never will be, never will, But I'm aware that these basic common sense that has been proven by scientific evidence could be overrun by a Supreme Court that's out of touch. That is why, you know, on a personal level, I get around some people coming over to my home saying that they're conservative, Republican, and they are totally the antithesis of what I think, and they have, you know, the way they act and talk. I don't hang around with people who I feel are narrow-minded or ignorant. And these people use the N-word and so on. I don't hang around that. I hang around people. I'm open to people of all different political beliefs, just like I'm very open to people with races, creeds, and color. But I like respectful people, people who respect my point of view and that I deal with directly. I don't hang out with no criminal. I don't hang out with no someone with a mental health problem or someone with, you know, I don't, regardless of where they come from or some, you know. I've always been an open-minded person. And I'm also 100% gay, and I'm not afraid to say that in the 21st century. I spent years dealing with that issue in a homophobic society. And also, I spent years in the closet, not only because of homophobia, but I thought it would affect me getting into music. I wanted to let you know that I am very, very, I respect boundaries. I hung out with guys who were in rock bands who were heterosexual. I was the one who was homosexual, but we always respect each other. They had their girlfriends, I didn't, but we played instruments. We were trying to make it in the industry. So I hang around a lot, pretty much a lot of heterosexuals And it's always a two-way street. Respect. There is no, you know. So I don't want the ignorant people to come around thinking that because I'm gay, I'm going to come on to other men. That's not my style. That's inappropriate. And in the Me Too era with sexual assault and all this stuff, I am not going to do that. But I am concerned about my rights with the Supreme Court because based on how the Supreme Court has evolved, next year I know they're going to allow someone to discriminate someone because of gay marriage, you know, weddings and stuff. You know, I think that is not right. I think the Congress and, you know, should pass a law and the president to prevent discrimination on sex and so on, sexual orientation. They must pass a statute. Just like with abortion, I think, with this abortion law being overturned with Roe versus Wade, I personally, as many progressives and liberals, think it's a woman's right to make her decision. So I hope that there's a statute passed to allow abortions to happen. I think they should have a law to, you know, to prevent discrimination against people with sexual orientation. It's hard to be a gay person. Let me tell you from my personal standpoint, my constitutional civil rights could be overturned by a very closed-minded Supreme Court. You know, I didn't choose to be gay. I knew I was gay a long time since I was a child, but I did not act out on those beliefs. I actually tried to be straight because I suffered so much homophobia and harassment because of it, and I was not involved in any relationship. In fact, I suffered homophobia severe when people called me an F word and so on, and harassment as a young child, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and I was not. I didn't even know if I was gay at all. But I knew, I picked up at a very, very, very young age, but I knew I had to be quiet. Now, when I became the LA to be a recording artist, to be a star, I knew that that would be an issue. I did not want to tell people that. So living in a closet was just horrendous. It did affect my dating situation because I never really, you know, I never had a relationship gay because of the homophobia and the trauma from it. And but I knew. I had to accept it because it was natural and I couldn't be anything else. I was worried, oh, they wouldn't give me a record deal. They wouldn't allow me in music in Hollywood because of it. But Hollywood was very open. And I have to be who I am. I'm 100% gay. And my rights could be overturned by a youth Supreme Court or some closed-minded person. And let me tell you, if it gets that bad, which it may, because the Supreme Court, they want to overturn gay marriage, overturn, get, you know, sodomy laws, I'm going to renounce my U.S. citizenship and move to another country like England or Canada, where I can at least have my rights. Yeah, I may renounce my citizenship, but I'm not ready to do it yet. But on a personal level, as an artist, but entertainer, it's very hard in general to see constitutional civil rights being overturned. I'm already dealing with people who are close-minded near me, saying racial slurs and, you see, there was even somebody who was a white supremacist, wanted segregation to come back, which is absurd and dangerous. You know, I have to be careful as an African-American person because I don't hang out with people who think like that. No, I do not hang out with no white supremacists or no white separatists or anybody who think anyway for far right has some of the people in the far right are racist. No way. Just like I won't hang around with any criminal or any dangerous person, regardless of their color or skin. I look at somebody's character, not their skin color. And there were previous podcasts where I bitched about African-American, black crime, blah, blah, blah. That is about those particular people. It has to do with particular people. Based on their character, how they treat me, how they act toward me is how I make decisions. if someone's acting irrational by coming up to me who I don't know and targeting me and violating my constitutional civil rights, includes the right to privacy, the right to be left alone, etc., then I have a problem with that person. I don't have a problem with people in general because they're good and bad in everybody. There's good and bad in everybody and every type of people. But and that should be left that most people have the basic common sense to my respect other people's privacies, respect other people, and to know how to not be a criminal or be a deranged person. But that while that is true, unfortunately, with the way the government is, since Trump, you know, they elected somebody like that as president, you know, regardless of your Republican or Democrat, you're going to elect somebody that deranged as president. And look at the signs now. Look at what's going on now, all the stuff we find out about. Well, I'm not here to talk about Trump. I'm here to talk about basic constitutional civil rights related to gay people, my rights as individuals, people who, minorities, people in the society, and basic rights in general about EPA. You know, it's about, you know, we need to have EPA and environmental protection, because if you don't, if they're not allowed to check on coal companies with fuels or emissions, then a lot of people are going to get sick and die. It's going to lower the life expectancy. It's going to destroy the environment. You know, we had many stuff like that happen. We don't want that to happen, but that's what's going to happen because the Supreme Court lessened the rights for the EPA. I like to know that my environment is safe. We have rules of environment so we can catch up to 21st century. If we allow that to happen, then we all going to get sick and die from a disease or from emissions from pollution. As an artist, my personal struggle with constitutional rights is that as a person, I should be allowed to be who I need to be, and I should be allowed to live in my home. And I thought United States of America was that place. I was born into supposedly the most democratic place to live. Unfortunately, I do not think that no more. I think it's becoming hindering other people's rights. So I'm going to renounce my U.S. citizenship eventually. I won't be living here. But still, while I may or may not do that, that is a fact. You should be allowed to believe what you want, or if you believe in people who believe in hatred or whatever, they should be, you know, that's their right, even though it doesn't make sense. That's their right. But you should not be allowed to intrude on other people's homes or bedrooms. People should have the right to live as who they are, be with who they want to be, because there's always going to be somebody gay in this society or in this world, as long as it's straight people. And it's shown in the animal kingdom with bees and ants. There's homosexual behavior. So it's part of the nature. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't hurt people. It just, what hurt people is people's religion and using backward philosophy that has nothing to do with reality. That's the reason. Some people made the false analogy of putting gay people with AIDS. AIDS affect gay and straight. It was not caused by gay people. You can live as, you know, but regardless of what your sexuality is, there are problems in the world. And sexuality has nothing to do with it. It has to do with ignorance and prejudice. Ignorance and prejudice and lowering people's rights is going to cause more chaos. It's going to cause more discrimination. So when the Supreme Court ruled that, or may likely rule, that a person has a freedom of speech, the right to discriminate against someone who's gay because they want to have a wedding, it's going to cause more discrimination, more chaos, and then it's going to be more people hurt. As I said before, prejudice and discrimination has caused so many people to get murdered and killed by ignorant people. For example, what happened in Buffalo, my hometown, white supremacists killed 10 black people, and he should have been monitored. That's what happens when you allow prejudice and hatred to go around this world. The Holocaust is another example. Killed millions of people because people hate somebody or not let people have rights. But that's in the past. But what happened in Buffalo is it happens down south all the time where they shoot and kill innocent black people from white supremacists. Same thing will happen with the gay people. Regardless of what you believe, we're all equal. It has been shown scientifically. My concerns personally with all this is that this is not the country for freedom or democracy. It's that the rights are being lowered. On a personal level, I got people around me who don't respect my rights or my privacy. And I have to bring in, the government, teach them how to know the lessons that this is freedom. You know, this is a very progressive state, California. I'm supposed to have the right to be left alone, or what I say and what I do inside my home, nobody should listen or whatever, and they don't understand that, and they have to get the government or police to find any evidence or to teach them or to arrest them because they don't know the difference. I mean, if they don't have no home or they don't whatever, that's not, there's no excuse. So when I express myself in my podcast, whether it's pretty much straightforward about my music or pretty much straightforward about stuff regarding politics or profanity or express concerns about my own life, about crime and dealing with people, which is on a personal level, I'm very concerned about because the police should have done something, or the mental health community should have done something with the people who come over here who either I don't know or maybe I knew a long time ago who have some, who say out their mouths to me of some conspiracy. They don't want me to live here. They don't like me living here. They say they're going to look at my house. I mean, all kinds of illness and delusions or a crime or something that is wrong, which points to the fact that there are lots of people who have mental health issues who have not gotten help for their mental health issues. And a percentage of these people, regardless, can be antisocial, can be dangerous. So if they're bipolar, they're antisocial. Antisocial is criminal, okay? Antisocial is criminal. So criminal, so they do illegal things, they do bad things, they hurt people, harass people. That's antisocial. But if they have bipolar, if they have schizophrenia, or if they have whatever they have, depression, they need to get treated. They need to be forced into treatment or something. Because I don't want to be a victim because my rights could be violated on a personal level because the government will not take these people off the street because they shouldn't be around other people. I don't want these people coming to my home trying to make an analysis on me or concern about me without me knowing and doing crazy things or things that show that they're dangerous or have some mental problem that should be addressed by a court or by mental health court or police, and they should not be coming over to me. I mean, if it's jealousy because I write great music or because I'm famous, I'm already famous on this level or for just being out there on the internet, but that's no excuse to come over here with unannounced or they don't respect my boundaries. I mean, they have mental problems. They are criminals. The government or whatever, somebody need to lock them up and teach them how to live as a law-abiding adult. I mean, I even had somebody who said she was lying to schools, lied to the police about my health and saying she was some kind of social worker. I mean, that woman was deranged because she was lying. She was lying about me. She has some severe mental problems. She's a sociopath. And there's nothing wrong with me. If you're concerned about people, you know, you go to them directly. I don't want no crazy person or somebody doing that to me simply because they don't like me for no reason, no rational reason, or because I have ambitions. I mean, that don't make sense. And what I say is my expression. Now, if anyone has any concerns about what I said, then you can contact me directly. If you can't contact me directly, then don't contact me directly at all. I try to be law-abiding. I'm very much like a typical person. I mind my business. I keep to myself. I respect strangers. I keep my distance from strangers. I don't know them. But I have to respect people, and that's that. Unless they come to me and we talk, and that's good. Because I like to interact with all kinds of people, regardless of what they think or beliefs, etc. Because it makes the world goes around. Yes. I'm open-minded to all things, but I'm not open to insanity or irrational behavior or discrimination or bigotry. So I'm going to tell everybody the Supreme Court, very likely because of all those five justices, the five justices. Now, if they vote the other way, I mean, that would be good because that's common sense. So I hope that happened, but I don't think so. What they do is because of their beliefs that are narrow-minded and, they believe in their religions and they're so old-fashioned that they're going to vote to allow discrimination to support people who conservative values that really undermine the democracy of the United States. John Roberts Jr., Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is too extreme. He wants to get rid of all rights. So is Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brent Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. I think these people are so narrow-minded. I mean, they believe in their old-fashioned beliefs, you know. They don't think that gay people should be married. They think sodomy law. They don't think gay people should go to jail. I mean, their beliefs are so narrow-minded to the majority of people in this country. They don't let people live, so they're going to vote to allow discrimination but freedom of speech. Well, in California, the state, because the truth is, from what I learned, is that the state and the city is most directly involves the individual more than the federal government. But, you know, it's really sad. That's what's going to happen in 2023, likely. Unfortunately, I think so, because of their backward beliefs and their prejudices, despite being justices. So that is unfortunate, which is likely going to happen, unfortunately, unless they can see the light and realize that we can't judge, you have to separate church and state, but they're not separating church and state. Well, anyway, as an artist, I'm very concerned. I like to write songs about this, but, you know, my personal beliefs is, this is not right. And my personal stuff with my music, you know, I wrote it. I mean, I own that song. I didn't give nobody, you know, I'm bringing that up because it keeps coming up. This person said, oh, I didn't write it. Of course I wrote the song. It's on my publishing. It's on the copyright. It's on the copyright. Just look at me. If you haven't talked to me directly, I mean, that's my right. I own the song. If I own the song, I own it. If anybody owns any artistic creative art form or creation, it's theirs. Nobody has the right to just go and use it. That's a violation of my or their personal rights. So in this podcast, I'm talking about so many things related to my personal rights as well as in general. I exposed a lot about myself. I'm not afraid to do this because this is the 21st century. In order to be healthy, in order to be set free, and to be happy, I have to be let it out. And I don't care what anybody else thinks because it is natural and it is the right thing to do. Because keeping it all in or trying to be something I ain't or being closeted or whatever will limit my capacity to be a healthy individual. So I leave it there. As I continue to write, I can be an artist, I can continue to be intellectual, and I have my own struggles each day on trying to be who I need to be. Because I believe that, you know, the right to be who I need to be and having a song that I own and not getting credit for it or not seeing the dream that I anticipated or all that, those are personal struggles. What it does with constitutional and civil rights, I should not be prevented from getting a job in the industry. I should not be prevented from getting something with my intellectual pursuits working because somebody is jealous of me or make up stories about me or want to hinder my potential. That's not right. That's evil. So I leave it there. I am out, and it's natural. So the summary of what I said, personally, we all should be left alone to be free. Anybody who writes a song or make a painting and copyright it, and they own it. They own it naturally. Nobody should take it away without authorization. People should have the right to be given that chance of the American dream, not be hindered, because I was hindered from it for trying to better myself because of some sociopath or some conspiracy. That's not right. That's a crime. That's not right on a personal level. So we have those police laws and the lawsuits and civil lawsuits because we need, you know, I may have to do that because I have to protect my songs. I have to protect myself. And even criminal, that's why we have the criminal and civil law always there. Now, in general, the Supreme Court or no government entity should have the right to hinder people's rights or to allow discrimination based on race, color, or sexual orientation. And I believe the five justices participate, have backward beliefs. They believe, I mean, they feel comfortable in how the way they grew up, but they fail to see the other people who live and think differently than they do. And it's not right for them to make judgments based on their beliefs. So those five justices I mentioned should you know, are going to likely discriminate to gay men from getting married. On a personal level, I have not found my soulmate, and while I'm not in a relationship, if I were to get married in the future or find the right person, I would like to be able to have the right to go to someone who makes cakes, and I pay them, and they make a cake, and they don't discriminate me simply because I'm gay, or they use the excuse of religious freedom. Religious freedom is an excuse to discriminate. Using your religion to discriminate somebody is not right. Just like on a personal level, trying to take away my dream by saying you own my song or use it without my permission or try to hinder me from getting a great job at a university or try to hinder me from being a doctor, lawyer, or try to hinder me from being in the Hollywood industry because of someone's sociopathy or jealousy, that's not right either. Ethical, spiritual, philosophical, and political. And again, if this continues to happen, I may renounce my U.S. citizenship because I want to go to a country where I can be free to be me and people respect me, not live in a country or be around people who don't respect that or try to hinder my potential to be a successful human being on a personal level. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.